into the second hour of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And we invite you again online, freetalklive.com. You will find that the features are free. Now, you can enjoy those features, including our webcam. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to watch and listen and interact because the chat room is built into the same page. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners in there, and you don't even have to be there during the show. It's open all the time. So you can go to, once again, cam.freetalklive.com. And also, coming up here, your thoughts on whatever you want. We are talking about the D.C. dance party. Over the weekend in Washington, D.C., hundreds of people gathered to engage in supporting and or actually doing civil disobedience. Dozens of people danced, I would say closer to 100. Some estimates said 40 or 50. There were at least several dozen people at this place that were the Jefferson Memorial that were dancing in violation of a judge's edict that they shall not do such things, that you shall not speechify, that you shall not sing, you shall not dance, you shall not do anything that might possibly draw someone's eye.
No humming.
Yeah, and so they went in there to do this civil disobedience, and the Washington Post called it out in advance. They said this is not civil disobedience. And they talk about the court case and what happened there, and they go on here over at WashingtonPost.com. The decision that the court made didn't sit well with a group of self-proclaimed libertarians who decided to defy the court on Memorial Day weekend. YouTube videos show a park police officer calmly, clearly, and repeatedly warning dancers to stop. Five individuals were arrested and handcuffed. Two were forcibly thrown to the ground after resisting, but appeared unhurt. The park police is investigating whether the officers used excessive force. They body slammed Adam Kokesh, and as he said on his, I think it was his television show, Adam versus the man.com, that he learned how to fall when he was in the Marines, apparently, like in combat training. They taught him how to fall as safely as possible. That's probably one of the reasons why he didn't crack his head open on the whatever marble floor it is that they have there at the Jefferson Memorial.
I suspect that's exactly what it is.
Dancers, according to the Washington Post, plan to reconvene, and they did this past Saturday. And the website claims, or the Facebook page claimed, quote, "You don't have to risk arrest. You can dance on the steps outside in support or join us in civil disobedience in the memorial," unquote. So the Post says, civil disobedience? To what end? No one was banned from dancing in the memorial because of race, ethnicity, religion, age, gender, sexual orientation, or citizenship status.
So it has to be based on one of these things?
Yeah, right?
The Washington Post says that civil disobedience must be, as long as tyranny is equal
right.
for all citizens, then tyranny is fine. Well, I have news for you, Washington Post. It isn't equal for all citizens. Are you telling me that if Barack and Michelle Obama wanted to hold a little gala in the Jefferson Memorial here, that park police would do something about it? That if, the brass from the Pentagon wanted to come down and they wanted to cut a rug in the Washington or in the Jefferson Memorial, that the park police would do something about it? There's most definitely discrimination going on here. It's just discrimination that the Washington Post likes. It's discrimination of those on the inside versus those on the outside.
Yeah.
Of the
disgusting.
Masters and the serfs.
Right. The idea that one has to be discriminated against in order for it to be considered civil disobedience is absolutely insulting. But anyway, they go on here with this. He says, and this is the whole editorial board's opinion, aggrandizing what amounts to a stunt based on misinformed views of the First Amendment cheapens the real and courageous achievements of those who advance the causes of civil rights by refusing to comply with immoral laws. The dancers' energy and presumably good intentions would be better channeled by addressing real injustices. See, as is typical with many instances of civil disobedience, there's always somebody out there. And I said before this happened, I said this is, for to me, this is an ideal civil disobedience because it's an obvious crackdown on freedom of speech and freedom of expression. It's something that anybody can get involved in, and it seems so crystal clear to me, and I think a lot of people obviously agreed. That's why hundreds of people came out to support it. But nonetheless, no matter how many people support what it is that you do, there always will be the haters who sit from the sidelines and they snipe anonymously. In this case, they are completely anonymous because the editorial board is who signed this particular editorial. They snipe from their anonymous computer screens and they say things like, well, your disobedience just wasn't important. You align yourself with Gandhi and Rosa Parks. Who do you think you are?
Gandhi never danced.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. What do you got to do?
Hey, Gandhi just wanted to have salt, you know, at one point, right?
Yeah. People are
hey,
getting...
you can get your salt through the approved channels. You don't need to be going out there and going to the ocean for it.
That salt belongs to those people. Whatever. I mean, there's always... There were
you know
haters
they had
then.
The critics then. You know they did.
Absolutely. There were haters then, too. This is legitimate civil disobedience. It fits all the criteria. The fact that the Washington Post does not understand that there are people in Washington that would get away with this, people, the lords in power would get away with it, and that these their serfs are uprising, that they don't like this civil disobedience, it doesn't make it illegitimate.
So do you feel history will judge well of this act?
Just depends on how meaningful
only
it is
if they follow it up. They need to follow it up again. They need to cement the victory because they're getting more and more. If the park police are like, God, can we just enough of this already?
Well, and it gets trickier now too. In fact, I think Ed is with us from D.C. Eddie, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, is this the gentleman who is organizing the Jefferson Dance Party?
Yes.
Ah, excellent. So, have you been listening to this critique?
I have.
Saying you didn't engage in civil disobedience and that sort of thing. Mark's asking the question, is there going to be a round four? Will there be another Jefferson Dance Party, or are you guys calling it quits?
July 4th, we're going to celebrate.
Booyah!
The Jefferson Memorial again.
Independence
Perfect
Day.
Perfect timing, too. Great. Great. Yeah, by the way, calling it Independence Day is important, too, as opposed to the 4th of July. Not that you were saying that that's what it was, but it's a common mistake that people make. So you guys are going to celebrate your independence by going to the Jefferson Memorial for round 4 of the D.C. Memorial Dance Party.
You got it.
Fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. So I presume jeffersondanceparty.info is still going to be the central place to go to get information and the latest on this?
Absolutely.
So tell me more about what happened or your thoughts or why you were even calling in tonight.
Well, I heard that people had questions, and this isn't going to end. We're not going to let up. We're not going to let up. That's the bottom line. You know, they can threaten us and use their threats of force. We went back that Saturday night for a town hall meeting. We all had a pretty good discussion. When I left, I had Jason Talley with me and Rob Nair with me. And as I was pulling out of the parking lot, a suburban park police vehicle sat there waiting for me to pull out. So I went ahead and pulled out. We're driving along about a quarter of a mile. He's following us. The lights come on. Jason turns on the Ustream live, and so we stop and so
wait a minute. So the cops pulled over a carload of some of the most hardcore liberty activists in Washington, D.C. What were they thinking?
You're exactly right. That's exactly what they did. And when I get out of the car, he stops me and he has me come out of the car. But first, before actually he had me get out of the car, we were looking and there were three police officers behind us having a meeting behind my car.
Hmm.
And so he comes to the window and tells me to get out of the vehicle, and he takes me to the back of my car, and it's actually a family member's car, and he points to the license plate light, and that the license plate light is out.
Okay.
And I look over, and there's three police cars behind me.
Wow. That's a lot of cops for a license plate light
warning.
Was the
license plate light broken, or was it just out?
It was out. It wasn't broken.
All right. I'm sure there's more here, so stick with us here, Ed from D.C. In moments, we'll continue with what's going on in Washington, D.C. with the continuance of the D.C. Dance Party after a tremendous, what I consider was a success this weekend. I mean, it's an unqualified success when hundreds of people show up and dozens of people dance for 15 minutes straight without being molested by these aggressors. They did aggress, that's true, but it's not over. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. You don't have to comment on the D.C. dance party, but that's certainly what we're talking about right now because it was one of the most exciting events, one of the most exciting instances of civil disobedience that I've seen in my entire life. I mean, it was outstanding. hundreds of people gathering in the D.C. Jefferson Memorial over the weekend, dozens of them engaging in dancing for at least 15 solid minutes before eventually the police did manage to finally get their S together enough to come in and figure out a way to break it all up and essentially herd everyone out of the memorial and shut down the entire memorial to all of the public. Which is, of course, what they did the week before, but it was much easier for them because there were only five dancers. This time there were, I would say, well over 50 people that were dancing consistently for quite a period of time. And so we're still kind of recapping that and talking about some of the people that were criticizing it. The Washington Post claiming it's not even civil disobedience, which, of course, is absolute nonsense. Civil disobedience is any time you publicly break a law. Anytime you publicly break a bad law.
What their claim was, and I don't know if you've got the list right there in front of you, that basically it wasn't about discrimination. Right? Is that right?
That's the claim, yeah, because they weren't fighting for somebody's race or somebody's gender or something like that or their employment status.
But I think that it is, and I think that they failed to see that this is about class, that this judge may have ruled that one cannot dance in the Jefferson Memorial because that's not an exercise of free speech, because the government needs to be able to, limit certain areas to certain activities. I can understand that idea. But what I know in my heart of hearts that if the government wanted to hold a dance party at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, that they would let themselves do it.
Eddie Freeman is with us here. He's from JeffersonDanceParty.info, one of the guys who kind of is behind the scenes and in front of the scenes as well. He was arrested last week and was there again dancing this past weekend. Eddie, are you back with us?
I'm here.
So they pull you and a carload of liberty activists, including our very own Jason Talley from New Hampshire, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. They pull all of you guys over as you're leaving the memorial this weekend. Three cops to pull you over for a burnout license plate light. Continue your story.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So he went ahead and wrote me a warning ticket, followed me from the park, we were about a quarter mile from the park, followed me to Roosevelt Bridge until I could make it across the river into Virginia.
Wow. It makes you wonder what kind of jurisdiction these guys have.
As soon as we were pulled over, as soon as the lights went on, I called Adam, and he had seen the lights already and had pulled around to the side of us and put his camera on us and filmed the whole thing.
Nice.
Just, for safety.
It's good to have activists nearby to where they can come to your aid, and that's always helpful. So yeah, I'm surprised they didn't bother going ahead and actually giving you a ticket in the attempt to get some extra cash out of you, because I don't know if they realize this yet, but a lot of liberty activists don't like to pay fines, and I think that that not paying fines, that non-cooperation factor, is something that we're going to probably see spread in the future, especially if you've got a mass civil disobedience situation where multiple people are getting arrested and ticketed. If everybody who's arrested and ticketed doesn't pay the fine and takes it to trial, that's a huge burden on their system. I don't think they know that yet in D.C.
I think maybe they didn't want any more evidence as far as the harassment that they may possibly inflict on me. Mm. Taking that to court, I've got a ticket the day of for a light being burned out, the day of this celebration. So, it's completely obvious. Well, the story doesn't end, Ian, Mark, guys,
okay.
It doesn't end. We come back to the house, everything's fine, and we're just, we are a bit shaken by this. I was clearly shaken.
Hmm.
Well, the next morning, I get up to go get coffee and some cigarettes, and I go down to the store. It's several blocks down the road there, and I'm heading back home, and there's a Fairfax County cop car following me, and I pull into my apartment, and the cop car follows me into my apartment.
Now, point of clarification, when you guys were pulled over after the protest, it was park police that did it. This is the sheriff?
Yeah, county police.
Got it.
Fairfax County. And so I park, and I've got like a circle drive in front of my complex here, and so they pull in behind me, they drive through the circle complex really slow, and they pull up next to me and slow down even more, and I pull out my camera and I take a picture.
Nice.
And they take off and they go up the road They go up the hill a little ways and pull in through a back entrance of my apartment. So at that point, I took off running through my building and went out the back door of my building to the back parking lot to try to get video this time, because it all happened so fast.
Yeah, sure.
So I ran to the back parking lot and they had already left. I mean, there was clearly no reason for them to pull in, do a circle, go through the parking lot and leave. I mean, this is private property. You know, they don't do that. They've never done that. I've been here for 2 years and I've never seen them just drive through our parking lot. And
right. The only reason they would come there is if somebody called them. That's the only reason they would come to a place like that, is if they were on a call.
That's exactly right. They stay on the main road where they, you know, mostly pop people for running this one particular stop sign.
Right. If you ever see a cop looping through somewhere, it's usually, like you say, it's their roads. Or, for instance, a cop will maybe roll through a park or through a school, like some other government property. Typically, they do make points of going to those places. But just to stop and lurk in an apartment building complex, as you say, from your observations, entirely unusual that they would do that. Do you feel like they were stalking you?
I do, and quite often, you know, usually there's one police officer in a vehicle. Well, this one had two police officers in it, which is very uncommon for me to see here in Fairfax County. It's usually one cop car, one cop.
Mm-hmm.
And this one happened to have two aggressors in it.
Well, you know, it's hard to say what's going on. It could be that these guys are talking to the park police. I do have this one question, though, is when the park police stopped you, the three park police stopped you for the tail light out, and then three of them had a meeting behind your car while you videotaped them.
Let me say this real quick. It was a lieutenant that gave me the ticket. He was the one I spoke to, a lieutenant.
Were you on park property?
No, I don't think so. That was a public road.
If they have the right to even give you that warning. I mean, I think a warning's not a problem, but, you know, could they have ticketed you? And I'm wondering if they actually could have.
Yeah, I was not in the parking lot. I had pulled out of the parking lot, and I was on the main road. I was a quarter mile away from the Jefferson Memorial, easy.
So, Eddie, what else have you, do you have to share anything else with us tonight?
No, I just wanted to put everyone's questions to rest. We're going back out there. And
July 4th, JeffersonDanceParty.info, celebrating independence. I don't see a Facebook event quite yet for it. Is that up? Or am I just missing it?
No, it's not quite up yet. And I wanted to also describe the event, what we're going to do. During the day, it's going to be once again at high noon, I'm figuring. But that night, we're going to do a candlelit vigil for all of those who have died. Everyone who has died, and for the death of the liberty, and what this country seems.
That's awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate hearing from you. JeffersonDanceParty.info for the latest information. Now, candlelight vigil, that's designed to draw attention. So I wonder if that's also prohibited from the Jefferson Memorial. Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. A little bit of good news, by the way, out of the Liberty Dollar case. We, of course, talked to Bernard von Nothaus from Liberty Dollar, which, of course, he is the monetary architect behind that very successful at one time alternative currency that's actually a value-backed, silver, gold-backed currency. The feds went and they raided his business in 2007, and they arrested Bernard as well as some of his associates. And Kevin Innes is one of the people they arrested. He was from Canada. And so because he was from Canada, they said he's a dirty immigrant and therefore must be held without bail.
2 years.
They held him in a jail cell for 2 years. He's now been released, and I believe, I don't have the detail in front of me, but it's over. His case is done.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
His wonderful wife stuck by his side, and it's really a great story.
So I wanted to make sure I got that news out there. It's been sitting in my inbox for quite a while. 800-259-9231. More coming up.
On Free Talk Live, we do talk about getting gold and silver, whether it's an investment, a hedge against inflation, barter currency in case something bad happens, or actually you can use barter currency all the time. I do business in gold and silver whenever I have an opportunity. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some really great rates. Some of the best rates on the internet, it's my opinion. Go check for yourself. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Get the best rate for you. Remember that the customer service through Midas Resources is excellent. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, see what is offered there, and check it out.
gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. So once again, 800-259-9231. We will, of course, take your calls about whatever you want. It doesn't have to be the D.C. dance party. In fact, I don't know if there's much more to say. I mean, they won, as far as I'm concerned. They came. They danced. They danced without anybody getting their head cracked in or body slammed or arrested or anything like that. And they're coming back for more because there was a bit of a pushback by the police after about 20 minutes where they did come in and they shut down the entire memorial. It took them a long time to get all those people out of there, though. And so I thought it was just an overwhelming success. I was so excited to see that many people coming to Washington, D.C., which is, you know, one of the scariest places to do civil disobedience. I wouldn't want to go to a D.C. jail in particular.
They hate civil disobedience in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, well, that's why they're following around one of the organizers. I mean, they've essentially got, it sounds like they're stalking Eddie Freeman, who we just had on the air a few moments ago, the police coming in his parking lot, rolling through real slow and, you know, basically lurking nearby him, just engaging in unusual, creepy behavior.
You should get some video of all that. You know?
Well, he tried, but they'd left by that point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's always good to have a video camera on you. But, man, when something hits, sometimes the camera's still just a couple button presses away, and if it's too fast, you don't get it.
Yeah.
So we're still having a camera is better than not. And my point being that these D.C. cops probably consider these folks domestic terrorists. I mean, look what they're doing. They are throwing it in the face of the police in Washington, D.C. They're throwing it in the face of that judge who made the ruling that you shall not dance, you shall not speechify, you shall not do anything that we say you shall not do. And that means anything. Because you can just stand there silently. And that's pretty much all they want you to do at the Jefferson Memorial.
That's the ludicrous part. It's really about organization more than anything. So if you decide to go there and dance, what's really the difference between that and, you know, somebody bringing a busload of kids that are screaming all over the place and climbing on Jefferson's legs and doing whatever? What's the difference?
1-800-259-9231. So your thoughts are certainly welcome here, but it seems like these are probably the hottest domestic terrorist case the police in D.C. have. They're probably working this real hard because, you know, it's not like they actually have any real terrorism to deal with in this country. And you're going to see more, by the way, of the police calling liberty activism domestic terrorism. They haven't done it yet with this, but just give them time. Before long, they'll be labeling it that.
Well, they need some sort of terrorism cases to solve so that they can chalk it up on their record for successes.
Well, they haven't had a success yet. I mean, their success was cracking down, I suppose, a week ago when they body-slammed Adam Kokesh and arrested five activists. I guess they probably saw that as a success, and a lot of people probably saw that as a defeat. But again, as I say, anytime you do civil disobedience, regardless of how the police behave, you've won. As long as you're peaceful. And that's why this is such a great example of civil disobedience. One of the reasons why is because everybody was peaceful. Nobody pushed a cop. Nobody got up and assaulted the police in any real form. There was one guy that was dancing in front of a cop, and the look on that cop's face was just, you could tell that cop wanted to just reach out and bust that kid just for, hit him. He wanted to hit him. This kid was dancing right in front of a cop after he'd been pushed out of a certain area. And he was very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable with that. So
he was not having his authority respected.
Yeah, exactly. So coming up July 4th, they're doing it again, JeffersonDanceParty.info. They're going to take it to the next level. They're going to have a candlelight vigil as well at nighttime. So dancing during the day, candlelight vigil at night. And odds are good more people are going to make a stand at this one and refuse to allow them to shut down the memorial, which may lead to arrests. Who knows? This is, as I say, one of the most exciting examples of civil disobedience, especially for the fact that they keep going, that they're not backing down, that they're continuing this. And that takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of stones, especially to do in a place where
They know where the organizers live now.
Right, where the halls, they're in the halls of tyranny in Washington, D.C. So to be able to do something like this there and pull it off with this level of success is absolutely fantastic. Let's go to you and your thoughts. John is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey guys, I just all your talk about this great civil disobedience, just had to chime in real quick about an ongoing civil disobedience saga here in Orlando regarding feeding the homeless. As you guys probably remember, it's essentially illegal to feed homeless in Orlando.
Right, and last week three people were arrested for it.
Right. And then today, as scheduled at 9 a.m. this morning, there was another homeless feeding, and four people were arrested this morning for
Oh, my gosh.
And we've posted bond for all of them, and they're all going to be out shortly.
That's
another
excellent choice for civil disobedience, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's great. And sort of the one comment I want to put in on is, yes, people are going to get arrested. People got arrested last week. They got arrested today. We're going to do it again Wednesday where more people will assumably get arrested. But the more arrested, the more publicity this whole thing gets, and the more people want to join us and get involved. So it's a lose-lose for the establishment when they're trying to fight these kind of losing battles, feeding the homeless or dancing or
whatever.
They
have to lose. They're the aggressors. Anytime you use force, even if you crack some heads and you beat some people up, you're still losing because in the eyes of the people watching, you're showing yourself for who you really are. You're showing yourself as the aggressor. And if you don't do anything, if you don't crack down, if you don't make arrests, you still lose because then the other side is victorious in that they've gotten away with their civil disobedience without any form of enforcement.
Right. So the city of Flint is in a real tough spot right now where they kind of hid in the shadows for a while, trying not to arrest anybody for this. When push came to shove, they had to come. No media showed up last week, so they did start arresting people. The media was all over the place this morning, and they came back, and they arrested four people this morning. And, again, it's going to be a snowball effect. I'm getting calls all night long, Facebook messages, people that want to get involved and people that want to help out and feed the homeless. So,
and you guys are just feeding
really
the homeless in a park, right? I mean, it's just a park.
Feeding the homeless in a park. And it's not just the homeless, it's anybody that wants breakfast or dinner or whatever we happen to be serving. And it's crazy that they want to try to enforce this, and they are going to lose in Orlando.
Right, are the homeless, you got a kind of a bad cell phone at this point, but are the homeless crapping in the park? Because that's usually the common, the common objection to this is that, well, these dirty homeless people, they're peeing all over everything and they're taking a crap in public and we can't have this.
I've certainly heard those complaints.
I haven't noticed the cops, homeless people crapping in the park, but the reason that the homeless feedings are happening in the park is because the homeless are there anyways. So it's not like we're bringing them there. They're there anyways, and that's why the location that Food Not Bombs and others decide to go out there and feed them. So I know I got a bad cell phone and let you guys go.
Hey,
but
it's heroic, John, and thanks for going out there and doing that. Keep us in the loop about that, and hopefully those folks that have been arrested, now seven people total arrested in Orlando over the last 2 weeks for feeding folks, these people, hopefully they won't pay a fine to the government after all is said and done, and they'll all take it to trial and load up the court system with this nonsense. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's turned into Civil Disobedience Talk Live over the past couple weeks. There's been so much going on. It's really incredible.
You guys only talk about New Hampshire.
More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at adamandeve.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, news about the Bitcoin. Looks like the Fed's finally gotten wind of it. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, so you can take control of the airwaves. And speaking of Bitcoin, what is that thing, Mark?
Yeah, if you're tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet, and you're tired of banks charging you fees, and you want to take back control of your own money, then you should take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. And we're going to read a story to you about just what kind of popularity it's gaining. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. Learn more. Visit weusecoins.org. I've talked to many people in the Liberty community that believe that Bitcoins are really the thing that could change the face of the world as far as the ideas of liberty. Weusecoins.org. If you don't know about Bitcoins and you believe in the ideas of liberty, you need to go to weusecoins.org and you need to educate yourself.
Yeah, didn't Roger from Memory Dealers, didn't he buy a Bitcoin billboard somewhere?
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that over on his Facebook profile. He was bragging because it's the very first Bitcoin billboard, and he's probably right. So Bitcoin's pretty exciting technology. It is an anonymous digital peer-to-peer currency. Although I've heard someone claiming that Bitcoin wasn't truly anonymous, although I don't know all the ins and outs of how that stuff works. That you can set Bitcoin up to be even more anonymous than it is by default, just simply with the fact that when you open up a Bitcoin account or wallet or whatever you want to call it, there's no name or anything like that attached to it. There's no identifying information.
I think what they're saying is someone, if they went to a lot of work, could track IPs and then look up, you know, from the IP, try to find your service provider, and then try to go to that service provider with a warrant and say who is this or whatever. I don't even know if it takes a warrant or not. It might be public.
Maybe, but even in that case, there was a court recently that did, I think, uphold the idea that just because it comes from your IP address doesn't mean that you're responsible for that.
No, don't worry, they'll reverse that decision.
They probably will. But all that said, at this time, that's a little bit
of good
news.
Serve the government.
It certainly doesn't. but it's the correct decision,
right,
because the idea that you, as the internet provider or the internet the person with the account, are somehow responsible for every individual who's. I mean, you guys have your laptops here. I don't know what the hell you're doing on them. The idea that
don't
I
you wish you knew
that I not really. But the idea
I'm
that,
selling carrots in Farmville.
God, please don't do that during my show.
I need more radishes. I don't know anything about
Farmville.
Just
do cocaine or something. Okay? Or heroin, maybe. Don't do Farmville. That's not healthy.
I am serious as I could possibly be about my virtual garden.
So I'm
my
told
this. Oh, the cafe world or whatever.
I'm told here by Syphase, one of our producers here, that not all possible anonymity techniques are currently being applied to Bitcoin, but there are services opening up to allow blind Bitcoin transfers through a central pool. But the point that I was making earlier is that anybody can go to websites with these Bitcoins, whether it's mtgox.com or. Let's see, what's the one with the... Well, we use coins.org is where you get information about Bitcoin. There are other sites that facilitate the transferring of Bitcoins. So, for instance, the...
To each other.
Yeah, the Bitcoin address that you share with somebody, say, hey, you can send me Bitcoins here, that may not be even the Bitcoin... Like, you don't even have to run the Bitcoin software to use the Bitcoin. There are websites that will allow you to use their site as the recipient for the Bitcoins, and they don't require any identifying information when you sign up for their site. So, I mean, there's a lot of different levels of protection that can be instituted here.
And people are doing all different kinds of things to buy and sell with Bitcoins. You can, you know, go and buy stuff, anything you want. It's ftl.spendbitcoins.com, and they'll purchase the stuff. All the stuff you need with your Bitcoin. So you can buy anything at Amazon with Bitcoins.
Yeah, there's also mybitcoin.com, which just allows anybody to just go and open up a Bitcoin wallet online. You don't have to install the software or anything like that. And so there's a lot of different interesting things that are going on here. But one of the more interesting things is that Bitcoins have skyrocketed from under a dollar, under a U.S. dollar per Bitcoin, all the way up to the current price, I think, tonight of over $18.
It's getting incredible.
That may be something of a bubble, but I think it's one of those things that, like, it's, so far it's not turning back around. But
not really.
It might be a bubble, but I think it's definitely very valuable. It's definitely going up in value. It's kind of like, I think it could be just like silver, where you'll have a bubble, it'll adjust some, then it'll go back up again.
But it's different from silver in that there's no way. Maybe I'm wrong. Please correct me if I'm wrong on this. I'm not a monetary expert, but this isn't as easily manipulable by the people with banks. Like, the banks can go out and they can do this thing where they sell silver, but you don't actually get the silver. So
right.
They'll sell you silver on paper. And what was found out is that these big banks, like JP Morgan, I think was one of them, that they're going out there and they're selling silver they don't even have. So essentially, they are playing as though there's more silver to be sold in the market than there actually is. Therefore,
selling short, I think is the term. And
keeping the price down.
It's something you could do with any stock. There's silver stocks
out there.
You're
responsible for the payment when it comes to selling short.
Right. The idea is they're confident they can get that silver and provide it later at a lower cost.
Well, the game
once they
drive
the price down. Yeah, they're trying to play a game where they make it cheaper, and then they run out and buy the silver and provide, or they provide the silver.
Right. If you demand the silver, the game is that they're hoping you won't demand the silver. It's like the old fractional reserve system set up where, you know, the bank is loaning out money it doesn't have in the hopes that people just aren't going to call it.
Right.
They're not going to call the loan. And so these banks, the JP Morgans, are hoping that nobody's going to call them on, I want my silver. And if nobody does call them on it, then they can get away with it. And the people that have called them on it, these banks around the world doing this, the banks have taken weeks in some cases to fulfill the actual order when they aren't supposed to take that long.
Yeah, and sometimes you're supposed to be able to go in and check your vault where you're keeping your silver and things like that, and it's not there, is the claims in some cases.
Or they're just, well, we can't let you into the vault yet. Just hang on. we'll call you in 2 weeks. We've lost the code. We don't know how to get in. You know? I mean, this is the kind of games that they're playing. But Bitcoin, they can't really do that, can
they?
There
are a limited number of them out there. It would make it very difficult. It's not like you can just make more, and you can't make more on paper, because what's happening is all the different clients, it's a peer-to-peer currency. It's verified by millions, possibly, right, or at least thousands of peers out there that are verifying all the transactions. They're keeping up with all the bitcoins that are in existence.
You can't counterfeit
it. It's not centrally controlled in the way that like FRNs, Federal Reserve Notes, are, and things like that.
That changes a lot about Bitcoin and how it will be valued. So because the banks can't play with the value by essentially creating fake bitcoins to sell to people, therefore the banks certainly aren't really even playing in the market at all that I know of. I don't know. Certainly wouldn't hear about it if they were. But it's a totally different world. The Bitcoin and how it works is completely different from any currency we've seen thus far. And so we can't predict anything. I mean, it's already unpredictable what silver and gold are going to do. We can't have any clue as to what's going to happen with the Bitcoin.
Right.
No one's done this before.
I'll say this much. I've gotten some, and people have donated them to me for my site and things like that. And at when they were cheaper,
yeah,
and they've gone up in value since I've gotten them. And I gotta say, I've had a chance to sell some, and I've been sitting on them. I'm disinclined to sell mine at the moment.
$18
right.
Plus.
I think they seem pretty. I'm pretty optimistic about them, and I've heard critiques that that some people could try to monopolize them and that fraud could take place, but only on this massive scale. It would take a massive scale. And it sounded really... I was very skeptical when I read about, you know, trying to make a critique that, yes, if a lot of people colluded, banks could collude to try and defraud Bitcoin. It sounded very...
Not very likely.
Very unlikely, yeah.
It seems like
right now it's the most moral currency out there. I think silver gives it a run because you don't find a lot of the banks holding on to silver. It's just too bulky compared to gold. I think gold's far more manipulated than silver is, but I think silver's kept down by gold, kind of by people's perception and that kind of thing. So I think that... I like bitcoins. I'm accepting bitcoins.
I think it's a 1-2 punch, really. I mean, having silver and bitcoin seems like a good idea to me. I'm not a financial advisor.
That's kind of what I see. You know, get some bitcoins, get some silver. It helps you to diversify a little bit. They can't. They're not messing with these things that much. You know, is there a bitcoin bubble? I mean, it's certainly up.
Looks like it.
It looks like it's going up, but who knows where it's going to pop. This is the thing. You never know when these things are going to... Is it going to go up higher than 18, come back down and pop at 18? I don't know.
The thing about the price of bitcoins and the existence of bitcoins is that the bitcoins are valuable because people use them, because they're becoming useful.
Yep.
And in the beginning, they weren't that useful. There was like some geeks that were doing this bitcoin thing, and some of them were selling web hosting, and you could buy like a web package with it, and that was about it. There wasn't actually anything in reality that you could buy. Well, now you can buy drugs, buddy. And when I saw this news, and I think... Mark, we scooped the mainstream media on the Silk Road.
We scooped the mainstream media on everything. I watch CNN, and we are 3 days ahead of these people.
We were weeks, months ahead.
Talk about.
We are months ahead on the Silk Road, and we'll talk about the Silk Road coming up here in a moment. It is the killer app, in my opinion, for the Bitcoin.
People say Bitcoins aren't backed by anything, that they don't have value, and I'm like, that's not true. They're very valuable as a currency.
There's more coming up here. Hour 3's next, 800-259-9231. We'll tell you what the government people want to do about the Silk Road here in moments in Bitcoin. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.